Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to come out here because it's much easier to control the device than to see it. This morning
is harvest, as you probably noticed. And harvest is a great time for thinking about the environment, as you probably noticed this morning, with Naomi's recycling pitch. Well, I'm going to give you a recycling pitch as well this morning, but I'm going to sort of try and open up the theology of recycling. Okay? Now, you will find in the Bible that the word recycling does not occur. Now, isn't that surprising? And the word carbon footprint doesn't occur anyway. Well, yes. So, the question is, how should we live as Christians in God's world? And why should we do it that way? And what's it all about anyway? See, God the Father Almighty is the creator of heaven and earth. Are we convinced about that?
Yes.
Good. So, if God the Father Almighty is the creator of heaven and earth, as the Psalms say, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We're the caretakers. Now then, when we go right back to Genesis, we get this, don't we? I'm going to read these bits because they're quite... there's a lot of very good, when you get there, a lot of very good going on. Okay, so God created the world, and it was very good. And you get some other goods in the passage as well. You get God created the creatures of the sea, every living thing, the water teams, winged birds. God saw it was very good, or good, okay? God made wild animals according to their kinds, livestock, all along the ground, everything that crawled, God saw it was good. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed, according to their kinds, trees bearing fruit. It was good. Light was created. God said, let there be light. It was good. God said it was all good. When he stood back and looked at the universe he'd made, he said, it is very good. I'm not going to argue with him, do you? So, he then gets to us. God creates humanity. Male and female. That's what we're told. Be fruitful and increase in number, he says at the end of the creation. Fill the earth and subdue it. Okay, you could read that. You could translate that as overcome it as well. Rule over it. Have dominion over it. You could translate it in that way. The fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Now, there's different ways to rule. There's different ways to have dominion. There's different ways to subdue. There's a lot of meaning in those words. They could be treated as very stark, or they could be treated as far much broader in their meaning. Okay? And the reason for that is the way that God is. And when we get on to the next bit, you'll see that perhaps the words aren't meant to be stark, they're meant to be different. So, what sort of earth did God create? And why was it very good? Well, it was good because it was pristine. It was new. It was spotless. It was unspoiled. There wasn't any sin around. Have you ever had a new car? Have you had the privilege of having a new car? If you get in a new car, there is a new car smell, isn't it? It lasts about 3 days. Because it's spotless, it's clean, it's unspoiled. You get a laptop or a new phone, it's all shiny, there's no scratches. It's unspoiled. Get a new pair of shoes. Oh, they look great. Until you get muck on them, or something splashes onto them, or something. Or a new tyre, or a new waistcoat. You get that, spill your dinner down it, you've had it. Never comes out. Well, the earth was unspoiled. It was brand new. It was spotless. Okay. And, of course, the earth was created to have day and night. It was created to have evaporation, to have tides, to have rain, to have replenishing of all those sort of things, to have seasons, so that things grow, live, die, bear fruit, rot away, come back, grow again. We have volcanoes that spew out loads of stuff, but they're recycling what's in the earth to what's outside the earth. Outside. And tectonic plates, you heard of those? Our continents drift around on them. Continental drift. They're always feeding into one another, building mountains, creating new land. The earth is built by God to recycle. It's built by God to replenish itself. It might take a day, it might take 100 years, it might take 1,000,000 years. But the way the earth is built, it rebuilds and recycles, replenishes itself. Otherwise, the earth would be sterile, wouldn't it? It would be like Mars, dead. Okay, so it recycles, it replenishes, it moves on, it grows. And that's the way God made it. Oh, a bit far. It's very sensitive now. We know the sort of God we have, okay? We know the sort of earth that God created. We've just talked about it. And we know we are called to be in God's image. Because God created male and female in his image. What does that mean? Well, one of the things in relation to this is that it means that we should be like God is on this issue. So, God has set a standard to follow. When he created the earth, when he created us, he set a standard. And it was very good. And he has shown how to control the universe, how to create a universe, how to be God, how to rule and how to subdue, how to overcome and how to sort of dominate, if you like, or have dominion over. God has shown how to do that. And you know, if you rule, there are good rulers and there are bad rulers, aren't there? There's good ways of doing it and there's bad ways of doing it. And God has shown how we should be on the earth as a result of how he is, because we are to be in his image. So let's move on to Jesus. Let's move on to Jesus and our reading. Okay? Now Jesus was there at creation. We're told in John's Gospel, through him all things were made. Without him was nothing made that has been made. And we know from the account of Genesis that not only was the Father there, the Son there, the Holy Spirit was there as well. Okay? God was there during creation. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And from 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus feeds thousands of people. What was he doing? You could say he was multiplying it, or you could say he was creating a great big feast for thousands of people. 5,000 men were told, 10,000 people. When you had the women and the children in perhaps. Lots and lots of people. Jesus fed from this minuscule little packed lunch. Okay, so Jesus is still out there in the first century and he's still the creator. And what did he say? After it's all over and he's stood on the hillside with the disciples, he doesn't say, right lads, let's go to the pub. He says, get your baskets out of those fishing boats and go and collect every bit that's left. No waste. And he actually instructs that in our text before the reading that we have that leads into our reading where he says it's the bread of life. Jesus said, go and gather the pieces that are left over that nothing is wasted. So if you want to know how to behave when you feed thousands of people, just you have to go and gather up every last crumb that's left. Nothing is wasted. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus is inseparable from our very good earth. Because he created it, he was there at creation. He came into it. Didn't leave us abandoned in it, despite the fact that we'd spoiled it with our sin. He died on a cross in creation. He rose again from a tomb in creation. And he returned from creation to the Father. And he will come again into creation. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit, the Father, care for life is at the heart of God. It's all at the heart of God. His care for this world, his care for us, his care for life, his care for eternal life is at his heart. And Jesus showed how we should live without waste. And God, in the way he created the world, showed how we should be. That we should create things that always recycle. Now there's a challenge, isn't it? We haven't got the ability to do what God did. But whatever you create, it should be very good, and it should have the ability to be broken down into everything it consisted of before and go back to where it was and start again. Now there's a challenge for mankind, isn't it? That's what God did. He says, go out and subdue it. Rule over it. Be like me. You're in my image. Go and do it in my image. So as part of our Christian faith, our Christian lives, shouldn't we be in that part of God's image, as well as in all the other parts of God's image that we think about regularly? I think the answer is yes, don't you? Just to end, Jesus said that he is the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And he says all the time, follow me. Follow me. Follow him from creation.